in the ظاهر, the apparent, the visible, a person's life has different parts. There are different parts that we have, you can say, separated or distributed. You can say different standards or different parts. For example, there's a poor person, here is a rich person. Classes. This person is sick, or this person's healthy, this is small, he is big, or he is low in status, high in status, he's from this caste, that person's from that caste. Hundreds or thousands of different categories that we have separated people into within society. You've got nationality basis, we've got color of people, languages, we've got wealth distribution categories. But in reality, insan, the human being, is separated into two parts. The life of a person or the people can be distributed into two parts that Allah Ta'ala has performed and implemented. One is that life which, in within which the dhikr of Allah is performed, Allah Ta'ala is remembered. And that is the other life, the other type of life within which there is no remembrance of Allah, no dhikr of Allah. Big point. And all of the other categories we've made are false. They are a waste, they are of no benefit. So if we really look genuinely, there are two parts to life, or two groupings. Those who do dhikr and those who don't do dhikr. And this is the had, the boundary. And what is the boundary? The dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. Now, by doing dhikr, what comes into life? What comes into life? What is the benefit? And by not doing dhikr, what is that life? By not doing dhikr. So this is what we need to understand. And the rest is our choice, what we say or what we don't say, what we do, what we don't do. So, the life of the person who does dhikr, what is that life like? And what is that life like, the person who doesn't do dhikr, that man, that woman, those children? What is their hal? And what is their life like? So, the definition here, Mawlana Sahib is not making the definition, no lecturer is doing the definition, no ghaws is doing the definition, no kutub, no wali of Allah is doing the definition. So what is the definition? What definition do we have here? What categories do we have here? So here, for example, you can have a debate, who's going to make this decision, etc. But it's Allah Khaliqi Haqiqi who makes the decision here about the categories or the groupings of the Allah Ta'ala himself is making the decision, and there's no necessary for anybody to speak in between. There are not two different opinions here. In no way or form or shape form that let's start debating that are these the correct groupings or the correct types of people, and there's a debate and he is right or he is wrong, how can this person be right, how can this person be, that this is not a point that is worthy of debate, argumentation, opinion. It is a straightforward fact that we have in front of us, a straightforward fact. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about and mentioned the two types of life. And how did Allah ta'ala mention these? How? Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala Himself, not through a Nabi, not through a Prophet, rather Allah Ta'ala Himself directly stated, and within which? Within the Kalam-i Pak. Within Allah Ta'ala's Quran, Allah says, this is my Kalam, and you read it and practice upon it. Look what a big delil this is. Can we debate on this point? We can't, can we? We can't debate on this. So today, if Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will tell us there are two forms of life and the difference, then a person should be truthful to himself and honest to himself, which grouping am I in, which sector. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated in the Qur'an Hakim, and we read this ayah very regularly, maybe daily. There are mashallah quite a few hafidh sitting and they will understand this verse, but from a different angle we will look at this verse of the Qur'an that Allah ta'ala has given to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that One grouping is those who do the dhikr of Allah, and the second group are those who do not do the dhikr of Allah. And those who don't do the dhikr of Allah, Allah Ta'ala says, shall I tell you their condition? The people who don't remember me, who don't do dhikr, Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran. What is their hal? What is their condition? Those who do not do the dhikr of Allah. وَمَن يَعْشُ عَن ذِكْرَ الرَّحْمَنِ. Here Allah Ta'ala starts from here. This is the verse, isn't it? وَمَن يَعْشُ عَن ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Allah Ta'ala clearly says, Allah Ta'ala started from the beginning that that person who doesn't do my dhikr, those people are, you can say, blind. Allahu Akbar. Straight away Allah Ta'ala has given the title. What a big point here. Allah says, وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ تُقَيِّدْ. Oh Allah, but they can see the people of who have dhikr, for example, they can see what's happening around them. But the people who do dhikr, they don't even need glasses, they can see from far away. And Allah, you're saying that they can't see anything? The people who don't do dhikr, Allah, they can see, they have glasses, they watch, they see if they need to, they have glasses. Allah Ta'ala says they are blind for this reason. There's so many messages have I given about my dhikr and the fadilat, my Habib, my beloved Rasulullah has misspoken. But from their eyes, there's no sight. And the benefits of dhikr are hidden from the eyesight of these people. That what are the benefits of dhikr? What are the virtues of dhikr? This is beyond their understanding. They are blind. Allah Ta'ala says they're totally blind. They don't understand this point about the dhikr of Allah. Allah says, وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ تُقَيِّدْ. Then Allah nuqayyid. Then Allah says, but due to them not doing dhikr, I'm not happy with them. I know if we want to see, if you think that they're happy, they are following a certain methodology, they have progression in the world and they have worldly things and items. They don't do dhikr, they don't remember Allah, but they're fine, they're totally healthy and happy and prosperous. And then you'll see sometimes the people who are the dhakirin, they are in difficulty. Allah says, this is not the standard. Rather, I will tell you the hal of those people who don't do dhikr. I'll tell you of the secret within here. Allah Ta'ala says, Subhanallah. Allah says, نُقَيِّدْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا. That نُقَيِّدْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا. So what is the point here? Allah says, but firstly, as for anyone who chooses to remain blind to the remembrance of the Most Gracious, then Allah says the punishment is given, or the consequence is that نُقَيِّدْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا. That the worst of creation in the world, the worst of the creation that is disliked, totally disliked, which is that creation? Shaytan. Shaitan. The first punishment Allah Ta'ala gives, this is not some small punishment. Rather, what do I do? Allah Ta'ala says that Shaitan, wretched Shaitan, I make Shaitan overwhelm that person. I'll give the duty to Shaitan that go, become his true friend, the person who doesn't do dhikr. Become his true friend. This is the biggest punishment Allah Ta'ala says. The biggest punishment. That this person who is a ghafil, who doesn't do my dhikr, is his first punishment. That person, the man, the woman, sister, brother, those people who are far from dhikr of Allah, they don't know what is dhikr, not interested. Why is it important to do dhikr? Who said we have to do dhikr? Why do you waste time? Big statements people make. Empty, hollow statements. Which is, for example, here somebody will have come, oh, where are you going to do dhikr? Why are you going to do dhikr? People will that you're going to that far to do dhikr? You can sit at home to do dhikr. Why do you need to go there to that gathering? Why is that dhikr necessary? You've got wife, children, it's a holiday, sit at home. And the wife says, yeah, all day long, all week long, we don't get time to sit together. Thousands of excuses. Thousands of excuses. And the nafs and desires and shaitan, the person breaks their shackles and runs towards the dhikr of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says that he has no link with shaitan, that person. He has no link with shaitan. And that's the worst punishment, shaitan. Allah Ta'ala says that I set shaitan free onto that person. You see, people have jinn, or he's possessed by jinn. We run to the amil, to the black magic doctor. Please, exercise, take the jinn up. But Allah Ta'ala says, if I am protecting a person, a human being, can a jinn influence that person? Overpower that person? So these are different forms of shaitan, isn't it? You see, sometimes the jinn gives pain to a person, doesn't let him sleep, or her sleep gives her distress, problems. They start talking nonsense. A person starts to get afraid and trembling. And jinn and shaitan do this, don't they? And they overwhelm a person, and the effect can take place. But if Allah Ta'ala says that if the jinn is set free, if shaitan and jinn is set free on top of a man or a woman to influence them, tell me their hal. We think that though you are happy, Allah says, let me tell you of the secret within. Go and see how they sleep in the night, these people who are neglectful of my remembrance. Look at their hal, look at their condition, look within their hearts, that they don't have no sukoon, no sakina, no peace, no contentment. There's no sign of peace in their hearts. They don't even realize what is the life of contentment. They don't think. There's a sister, the poor sister, and she's very distressed and has a lot of problems, and she has worldly issues that have surrounded her from all corners. She is distressed and not happy and upset. Khair. She learned the dhikr of Allah, she did tawbah, the poor sister. And her conditions, her problems in the world, just like the world is continuing of ups and downs and sins. She was immersed in sin, mistakes. And
Big sins a person can implement. She was a sister, she was in the environment, and she did tawbah. She repented after some days. She made a mention on the phone, and I was amazed. Am I speaking to the same woman? Is this the same woman who before she was crying, she learned dhikr, and then so content and at peace that I was ashamed myself that she was given encouragement, taqwiyat, that this was a condition. So at peace and content, I could not even imagine the turnaround. And the problems were still there. Rather, the problems had got worse. I thought maybe her situation's better. I said, what about that problem? She said, oh, the problem's worse. What about that issue? Oh, that's even worse, more even dangerous situation. And these conditions and problems, oh, we're drowning more in the problems. I said, how are you? Alhamdulillah, I'm not worried about anything. Allah is with me. Ah, I'm telling you verbally. Verbally, this is a woman, a sister. Allah Ta'ala's Quran is haq. Allah Ta'ala's kalam is haq. Allah Ta'ala has given classification. Isn't it that we are blind? We are blind. وَمَن يَعْشُ عَن ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ Allah says, but for as for anyone who chooses to remain blind to the remembrance of Allah the Most Gracious, but only those people whose the eyes of the heart have opened up, they understand this verse and these points. So, a person, if he doesn't understand that, I've seen both opposites of life. I was surprised and shocked. Alhamdulillah. Look at the power of the dhikr of Allah, the glory of the dhikr of Allah. I said, what action do you do? Have you been on Umrah, Hajj? She said, nothing, Hazrat. That dhikr you prescribed, that is it. That's my life and my soul and the end of story. That I listen to your majalis. And so much her life had changed and improved. She said, deen upon deen is in my life and nothing else. Guidance I get from the Quran. And she said that a man should take hold of the guidance of the Quran. I swear by Allah, if we do amal on these words, the words that Allah Ta'ala gives to us, the signs and the guidance, a person will realize that how great is that the difficulties that we see in our life, the problems, these are not problems. Rather, Allah Ta'ala wants to elevate His pious servants through tests and trials and challenges. We shouldn't be afraid. Such a pious woman, and she's persevering through problems. And we say, oh, I did dhikr. Are you doing dhikr? Yes, I'm doing dhikr. But it's no benefit. Why not? Oh, I've got the same problems and issues, and my shop's not running nicely. My business is going downhill. We start, and the sheikh, the poor man, he will be embarrassed that this student, he is trying to criticize me. They say, oh, what dhikr have you given to me? There's no benefit. Look at the difference in the appreciation here. The sister, not one complaint from her tongue that she has problems that I asked by chance. Otherwise, there was no complaint praising Allah and immersed in Allah Ta'ala's remembrance and glorification and the kalamat that are being recited. Subhanallah. I said, waqi, definitely this is a great point that the dhikr of Allah, wala dhikr Allahi akbar. The dhikr of Allah is the greatest deed. So she said that I can leave all actions, but I can never leave your majlis. The question doesn't rise that I get everything from the majlis. I said, what can I tell you? Subhanallah, this was the i'tiqad and the belief and conviction, certainty. And us, the Sufis, rat, that the person who has strong i'tiqad and belief, conviction, subhanallah, his Jannah will be strong, her Jannah will be strong. That's it. That's it. The person who's i'tiqad and belief that I am in the right place, I'm doing the right action, that there's no greater ibadah than the name of Allah and everything success is within this, then that person would succeed. And this example is in front of you. That Allah Ta'ala created and showed such a big difference and contrast in the circumstances. Allah Ta'ala says that I will set shaitan free on that person who is blind to the dhikr of Allah. Then Allah Ta'ala says, فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينَ And on top of that, so Allah says, to him we assign an enduring evil impulse. And on top of that, Allah Ta'ala says, and to become his other self, that who will be my most closest associate. It'll be close to me, isn't it? And whoever is close to me, I will obey or listen to what the person who's close to me, my friend, and my friend will listen to me. And Allah says, فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينَ And I will make something very close to him. Not that it will make him afraid or scared. Rather, Allah Ta'ala says, as a punishment, I will make shaitan, that evil impulse, close and very close to the person, his best friend or her best friend. The Quran, he will not recognize, because the person who is the friend of shaitan, then what thing does shaitan run away from? The sunnah of Rasulullah, doesn't he? And he doesn't go near it. Wherever a sunnah is revived, shaitan wretched, he will run screaming for miles that how did the sunnah of Rasulullah become revived here? One sunnah, because he with his own eyes sees the uruj, the heights of that person who practices the sunnah, he gets the reward of 70 shaheed in a second. In a second. And I wanted to destroy him and take him to a paradise, but he practiced one sunnah and revived it, and he's gone so close to Allah. Allah's Nabi said, the person who loves my sunnah, I will love that person. فَمَنْعَهَا بَنِينَ. And he, my customer, client is gone, will say shaitan, that subhanallah, is such a great reward on practicing on the sunnah. The person who practices the sunnah, ask that person that inside how many, you can say, wounds are inflicted or how much a difficulty there is, and shaitan tries to put him off track and divert him and pull him away from the piety, that what will I show to the people? And this is the hal of our iman that shaitan makes. Because shaitan himself is doing this. He's qareen, close to the person. So all of the safat, the qualities that are within shaitan, when he becomes friend with that person, then he influences that person. Allah says, فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينَ. Totally close, shaitan, just like a neighbor, he comes closer and closer, and he doesn't remain a neighbor, he becomes the close friend of that person who's making the mistake of not remembering Allah. He enters into that person, influences the person, whispers to that person, totally does his job and his duty and work. He's gone to the corners of the heart, shaitan, and he doesn't leave any part empty, because everything is empty. Is like a cave, isn't it? Hollow. So he goes to every part of the person. And this is the hadith that in the veins, like the blood flows, the shaitan flows. And where does he get this strength from? فَهُوَ, Allah says, لَهُ قَرِين. The Allah Ta'ala says, I will set him free and he will become a very close friend of the ghafil person. Wherever the blood goes of the individual, there's no place in our body where the blood doesn't flow, is it? And shaitan will flow there if you do zina. Why do we do zina with the eyes? We pray salah, we do everything. فَهُوَ قَرِين. فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِين. Because shaitan is our friend. That every evil action is done, and what is an evil action of shaitan? That Allah Ta'ala's path and the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Hazrat Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when we oppose his ways and the orders of Allah, then that means that we are very close with shaitan. He becomes so close to us, he holds us up by a little finger and says, do this, and we practice that, and he says, thank you very much, sir, I'm enjoying it, you've been so favorable to me, let me do your ziyarat, who are you? And then he shows himself in a wrong form. He comes in the form of this person. Hazrat, I saw that person, etc., that he came to his ghaus park, came to me, and what dhikr do you keep on doing, etc.? My salah is correct, in my heart I have a lot of love for Rasulullah, and I see ghaus and this and that. And shaitan, he tries to make us his solid customer, secure customer. Allah says, فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينَ. This is deception. This person doesn't even believe in the pious predecessors. He's not even of that category. Oh, that's it. End of story. End of story. So this is how he makes his friend very strong. Allah Ta'ala has given a punishment here. If only you were doing my dhikr and you would have attained that maqam, the rank that you should have deserved. So should we leave dhikr? Think about it. Think about it. In the home, no woman there should be, or sister or brother or child, who's not doing the dhikr of Allah and who doesn't have the nisbat with the wali of Allah. Or a pious person, that the mu'min's house should not be empty from dhikr. فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينَ. The fasad and problems in the home, where do they come from? Where do they emanate from? Shaitan. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala says, if we don't have dhikr, then shaitan. فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينَ. Then further we go. Allah Ta'ala says, give another adab to that person. Another punishment. What is that? Very severe adab. What does Allah Ta'ala say? Allah Ta'ala continues. Allah Ta'ala, to those people, shaitan is set free, and when shaitan influences that person and becomes his friend, then what is the next adab that Allah Ta'ala gives? That shaitan ceases that person from the path of Allah totally, and he brings him to another path, Allah Ta'ala says, to a second path. Allahu Akbar. Then Allah says, وَإِنَّهُمْ لَيَصُدُّونَهُمْ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ. And that person cannot see that, will I be saved now? That one path that Allah Ta'ala says, the mustaqim, straight path. اِدْنَ السِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. What is that? أَطِيُوا اللَّهُ وَأَطِيُوا الرَّسُولِ. Subhanallah. There's no other path that we have. So Allah Ta'ala says, everything is within this. And this is what we call اِدْنَ السِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. There are different paths. Shaitan will show thousands of paths to that person. Do this, what difference does it make? And thousands of sins he will make that person immersed in. Thousands of sins. Thousands of evil actions, wrong actions, and he makes him busy in the wrong actions. Allahu Akbar. Every path of sin, shaitan will demonstrate and show, and that insan, that human being, will carry on following the path of shaitan. Allahu Akbar. In the next verse, Allahu Akbar. Here, shaitan doesn't stop. And shaitan has not stopped. This is the punishment for not doing dhikr has not ceased. After this, another big punishment comes. What is that? Allahu Akbar. Allah says that annahum muhtadun. Allahu Akbar. لا يصدونهم عن السبيل ويحسبون أنهم مهتدون. That he becomes solid on the kufr, on the disobedience, and he's totally ready for Jahannam. أنهم مهتدون. And he says, I am rightly guided. and yet they deem that they are rightly guided. So, and lo, they surely turn them from the way of Allah, because shaitan, Allahu Akbar. So he who sight is dim to the remembrance of Allah, we assign unto him a devil who becomes his comrade friend. And then lo, they surely turn them from the way of Allah, the shaitan, and yet they deem that they are rightly guided. Because the person, he is friend with shaitan, and then he makes enmity with the dhikr of Allah. Allah takes his ilm, Allah takes his amal. Hadith come out from the heart and are replaced with new actions, new thoughts, wrong actions, wrong thoughts. Allah Ta'ala says that the person who leaves dhikr, may Allah save us from the enmity of dhikr of Allah, to dhikr of Allah, because this is the most beloved ibadah to Allah, the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. Allah Ta'ala himself states that if you want to see in the world that who I am rewarding, to go and see my dhakir who's doing my dhikr. That don't look at the kings, don't look at prosperity of money and wealth or status. He's got a higher grade, he's got a son, he's got sultanate, he's got kingdoms and lands. My sale has increased 3 shops, 5 shops. Don't look at these things. If you want to see my ni'mah, Allah says, then the true ni'mah is that go to Masjid Aisha and see what are the people doing, what are the brothers doing, what action are they implementing. And if I give you the eyes, subhanAllah, the true sight, you will not be able to see, rather you will be shocked. Now, who is coming to watch these people? Who are coming? The angels from the heavens are descending there. Let's see who are these people who are remembering Allah. Why do they come to see us? For this reason they come to see us, that what makhluk is this that they have attained that nur, the light, and they're doing that amal, that action that Allah Ta'ala prefers on the heavens. Who are these people who are doing this amal? The Allah Ta'ala says, I hold so beloved that every angel is a duty. You have no other job. That since the world was created and as long as the world will remain existence, just do one thing, Allah Ta'ala says, do my dhikr. Remember, is this not the hadith? Is in the hadith that any, no angel can dare that when a person is born, as a, he has a belief in his heart and he's given the kalima and he spends his life with the dhikr of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, see, oh my angel, he's doing my dhikr. So the ibadah of the angels, the nur, that a person is full of the sins, the human being who's been created from soil and dirt. On every step, every one step of ours of our life, every breath and step is full of trials. It is, we leave the masjid and the thousands of paths are open to follow shaitan. When a person is doing dhikr and the angels see that person doing the angelic action, then they'll say, subhanAllah, he's got ajeeb noor in his life. So many wrong things a person is saved from when he does dhikr. And Allah Ta'ala says that a person should not debate. But shaitan says, I am the best. My Lord is the best. And a person when he's influenced negatively, my Quran is correct, my hadith is correct, my practice is correct. Who is it who can say to me, I'm wrong? How can you say this is the wrong action, etc.? A person speaks these things. Is this not happening today? Is this not? This is happening in homes, in other places. That why don't you go to dhikr? My father tells me don't go to dhikr. Why? He says this is a waste of time action. Sit and do some work. Sit and do some work. If you ask the husband, why don't you do dhikr? My wife is upset. She's not happy with me. If you ask the wife, my husband says don't do dhikr of Allah. Don't waste time. What is this waste of time you're doing? And these are the actions, the arguments inside the homes and the families, isn't it? There's no third person who comes. And then there are some environments, subhanAllah. The sister, the wife asks her, why are you not going to dhikr today? Sit up, get up, go and do dhikr. He says, I'm tired. No, quickly, get up, go. And she tells him to get up and sends him to dhikr. There are such women as well. They are hoors of the world. Subhanallah. Who are these women? The hoors of the world. Allah Ta'ala says, these are the hoor. They are the maidens. They are pious. And that a hoor, subhanAllah, will not even be equivalent to all of the beautiful hoors if we gather them together. And when such a woman is presented, then all of the hoors in Jannah, their beauty, Allahu Akbar, the woman like this who does the right action, she will overwhelm the beauty of all those women, the hoor of Jannah. The woman who follows Allah Ta'ala's guidance, ahkams, orders, and has haya and modesty and shame. And she puts the light and noor into the family, into the home, and she's busy in the dhikr of Allah in the house. Is this not in the Quran? Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the whole verse, al-Muslimin wal-Muslimat wal-Mu'minin wal-Mu'minat wal-Qanitin wal-Qanitat wal-Mutasaddiqin wal-Mutasaddiqat. Allah Ta'ala is praising those women. They will be competing against the hoors in the paradise. They will be the heads of the hoors. They will overpower the hoors. Don't look at their face and their form, because the fake hoors, the poor souls, they won't even know the heights they will attain. They go to beauty clinics, there's a beauty parlors, and they spend all their time there. And he's gone, where's mom gone? Oh, she's gone to the beauty parlor. This is Pakistan. She's gone to the beauty parlor. And who? She's got sons, 5 sons, they've grown up. Oh, she's gone to make her hair to the beauty parlor. Allah, she's gone there to get a bit of talcum powder and a brush up, and just the qabr will come and all of this will finish. And the beauty, where's mom? Oh, she's going to do wudu. Aha, subhanallah.
Glory be to Allah. What beauty that she went and did wudu and all noor and light comes onto her face. She doesn't know anything else, lipstick or red lipstick or the eyeliner or nail polish, etc. And her life is in wudu, and her hands, when they glow with wudu, there's a hadith like this, that my ummah, how will they be recognized? O Prophet of Allah, how will you recognize us in paradise? How will you recognize us? That have which action? That the whole dunya, how will you recognize us? All the people from the beginning of time, they were lovers. They said, O Prophet of Allah, how will you recognize? And Rasulullah said, I know there's one sign to recognize my ummah. That when I will look out for them, what will I look out for them? What will be the sign? Ya Rasulullah, how will you identify us? That the noor of wudu, this will be separate there on the day of judgment. And your foreheads and faces will be shining, glowing due to wudu. And you will be totally separate due to wudu. Wudu. So should we do wudu or should we be immersed in a business? Oh, just pray salah here, what difference make? Oh, it's all khair here, we can pray here, you can pray here. Oh, these are all made up things. We say this, don't we? The people have made up words and made up statements, we don't have to go to masjid. Islam is not strict. Islam is not strict, just keep on doing dhikr and nothing else. You say, this is not strictness, this is Allah Ta'ala's favor upon us. My friends, the favors of Allah, the ni'mas of Allah, the karam of Allah, the mercy, we call it strictness. What useful, useless people we are. Allah Ta'ala says, the person will say, Allah Akbar, and the big punishment, annahum muhtadun. I'm fine, I'm rightly guided. Why are you telling me I'm not rightly guided? I'm totally free. Speak about the dunya. Learn how to live in the world. Which direction are you going on? How are you spending your life? What is your hisab kitab? Accountancy. Imagine this, subhanAllah. What waste of time. Well, if you come from England, you've come from England, they'll look at you top to bottom in the plane. They'll look at you. You're from England? I think you're from some village in Pakistan. The way you look. This happened to me. I'm telling you this. I'm telling you my experience. You can speak English? I said, no, I speak Arabic. Arabic, subhanAllah. I am Arabic. I'm an Arab. Oh, they get shocked and amazed. Look at our inferiority complex that we have within the society. That language, you know, when we speak the language, then all the languages, and what language is it? That will run Muhammad Arabi, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then all languages will be separated. The angels will come in Arabic, questions in Arabic, going to Jannah in Arabic. Me and you will be speaking Arabic in thereafter, fluent Arabic, alhamdulillah. We'll forget all the languages of the world, and the whole language of the whole of mankind will be one, Arabic. Arabic, Arabi. SubhanAllah. So they ask, where are you from? You look like a wretched, backward man. You live in England? What are you doing there? Like this, in this form, this sort of lifestyle. Once I was going in a plane, there was a brother, a person, and I'm speaking about this point here, that this is the punishment. Allah says, annahum muhtadun. They said, I met an old classmate. I thought, this is a person I know. I said, assalamu alaikum. SubhanAllah. I said, where are you? What are you doing? Where you come from? I said, I'm from Madinatul Manawwara. I said, how is it there? I took a cool breath. He said, I'm a counselor or I'm an ambassador there. I said, okay. So that's what's happening. And I said, MashaAllah, very nice. His name was Jamshed. And he said, what do you do nowadays? I said, I also do a little bit here and there, a bit of work. Work is continuing in life, alhamdulillah. He said, where you come from? Where do you live nowadays? I said, I am come from London. He said, why? I said, I've lived there. He said, huh? You live there? Look at the shock. And his wife is looking at him, and he's looking at his wife. They're looking at each other. He said, Yaar, you've reached to Jannah, paradise. And he's the person who lives in Medina. What were his words? That, come on, let's swap over. You come here, Medina, I'll go there. He said, I need to go to England. Allahu Akbar. I said, SubhanAllah. In other words, you can imagine that the madness for the dunya. Because Allah says, annahum muhtadun. This is a waste. When death will come, he says, oh, we'll see when death comes what will happen. People say this, oh, it's alright, when death comes I'll work it out. Such people have made up statements. And Allah Ta'ala, what does he say? Because they've forgotten the Quran. And Allah is stating this, that the person who neglects my dhikr, he is blind to my dhikr. Allah says that he is like blind, there's a veil in front of him, and he will not understand anything of my words. And Allah says that I will assign them the devil, the shaytan. We assign unto him a devil who will become his solid comrade, and he will stop him from all of the paths of the deen. He will give him a new Quran, new hadith, new sharia, new way of life, new instructions. And he will be so solid, his friend. He will keep giving him dalil. Come to me, I'm your friend, I'm shaitan. I am the right person for you. My deen is correct. This is all nonsense what you're practicing, Islam. Allah says, annahum muhtadun. And lo, they surely, they turn, the devil will turn him away from the way of Allah. And yet they deem the sinner, he will deem that he's rightly guided. But when the death will come, suddenly the shock will come. And his dunya will change. Allah says, he will stand in front of me. SubhanAllah says in the Quran, until when he cometh unto us, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَنَا قَالَ يَا لَيْتَ بَيْنِي
Then the person will say a thing. And Allah says, till when he comes unto earth, he says unto his comrade, he will say, Allah, baini wa bainaka. Baini wa bainaka, Allah. That me, the friends you gave to me, if only baini wa bainaka, if only between me and him, there was what distance? Ba'dul mashriqaini. Allah, if only that bu'dal mashriqaini, that I used to follow the guidance of this false guidance, if only I was so far from that guidance, the false guidance, wa bainaka bu'dal mashriqaini fa bi'sal qareen. And he says, Allah, if only would that between me and thee, there were the distance of the two horizons between me and the shaitan, an evil comrade. And Allah says, the shaitan would not have come to you if you had done dhikr, but the time has passed, you go, and your shaitan also go, and the place, the abode I've made for you, go there forever and forever, because you did wrong. So my brothers, this is the dhikr of Allah. And who are these people? What life is this? The person who doesn't do dhikr of Allah. And all of the opposite of this is what? The dhakirin. The people who do dhikr of Allah, they will get the opposite conclusion. What will that person then say? Allah, this friend you made, Allahu Akbar, bu'd al-mashriqini fa bi'sal qareen. Allah, he was the worst and evil comrade who's made me, deliver me to Jahannam. And this is the mention of the Quran, my friends. My comrades, we are in the dunya. This is a temporary life. We live in society. It's a societal life. Salam, dua, meeting people, relationships, everything we need to do. But one thing be especially careful of. That be very careful. فَبِئْسَ الْقَرِينَ. Don't make a wrong person the friend ever. That's it. The Quran tells us this. Because he will deliver us to Jahannam. The friend always overwhelms and influences the friend. You will always take the properties of your friend. Never take the friendship of a person who spends his life against the Quran and Sunnah. Don't ever do transactions with them, eating, drinking, sitting and going and making deep friendship with them. Be very careful and meet them with care. Don't make enmity with anyone. No. Don't make enmity or hate people. Astaghfirullah. No. But protect yourself. Protect yourself. Be careful with the company that you keep. Because Allah has given us nasiha that a person, when he will get to a paradise in the Akhirah, then who will he blame? He will blame, oh, for bi'sal qareen, I had the worst friends. Allah will say, wasn't your friend? I gave you advice that don't make the wrong friends, evil friends, sinful friends. And good people who have mutaqi, who do dhikr, whenever they make a friend who is anti to the deen, then he loses the way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me and you the tawfiq to do dhikr, alhamdulillah. And we go after a few days and we see that due to worldly reasons, and we forget and we make friendship with a person. Oh, maybe we'll get some business and work, and he has no interest in dhikr. Those people, for example, I'll give you the tashri, the commentary. Within a few days, the shaitan and the friendship will overwhelm you, influence you, and you'll come off the track. So Allah has given us an understanding, an aql, and the understanding of the right way, and explain to us that this is the straight way, the right path. Close your eyes. And the person who follows this path, then keep friendship with that person. Open friendship, good friendship. Then what happens? That both will get taqwiyat. Both will assist you. Oh, brother, you going to dhikr? Okay, take me with you, please. You get taqwiyat. Oh, I'm lazy in salah. Okay, what you do is phone me so I can get up in the morning and so that I don't miss the majlis and it's not qada. So look at the difference here. And there, when we go, oh, it's alright, leave it, I'm just doing business. Oh, I don't have to do dhikr, remember Allah. Oh, it's okay, just tell your sheikh. And the story starts saying, oh, I'll do it in another masjid. You can do dhikr in your car. And slowly, slowly, shaitan and the nafs drags on the person. Okay, I'll do dhikr with you in the car. I promise I'll go to you to the gathering. He's lying, that person. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala said he's lying. He's falsehood. He's bit that he is that. فَبِئْسَ الْقَرِينَ. Never will he guide you. Never will he take you to the right path, to the right result. If he wanted to come, he knows where the majlis is. He would come himself with the love and muhabbat. And we, what deception will we get? Oh, I went to give him tabliq and I was propagating the deen. And you know truly well that you were with that person due to your desire. That the person who really sins and say, he will get the right effect. So there's a big point here. فَبِئْسَ الْقَرِينَ. Never make friendship with a person who goes on the wrong path, has wrong aqidah, wrong conviction, wrong practice. Because they will change us and all of the effort we made, shaitan will waste it. He will always say, Allah has given power to shaitan. Can you see how much power Allah has given shaitan? That Allah Ta'ala gives the guidance and shaitan takes a person away from the guidance. Allah Ta'ala says, I'll give you the punishment that you didn't remember me, you forgot me. Allah says, then see how I forget you. How I'll forget you. Allahu Akbar. So, okay, we may sin. We are in this world. There are difficulties and issues and we commit sins, etc. But one thing we need to grab hold of firmly. What is that? The dhikr of Allah. The remembrance of Allah. Allah Ta'ala's remembrance and dhikr. that, and let me explain to you in passing about dhikr of Allah, Allah's remembrance. The point has come to my mind, and I would like to explain just a little bit of a light point that's come to my mind. That dhikr, there are three types of dhikr. Three types of dhikr. You know, we say do dhikr. I read Quran, so I'm doing dhikr. People say this, don't they? I'm reading Quran. Or do you do dhikr? Yeah, I do tasbih, subhanallah, and I'm doing tasbih, I do dhikr, I do dhikr correctly. And the Quran is also dhikr. Do you dhikr? No, I didn't pray salah. I prayed salah, didn't I just now? So is this not dhikr? And you can give the answer. Oh, I'm very confused. These people are speaking correct. Quran and praying salah, etc. So the point here about the praise of dhikr in reality here is that sharia, that any point of sharia that you speak about according to sharia, whatever point you make or discuss, that is dhikr of Allah. That is dhikr, because it's linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whichever word is made, a statement is made, and it's linked directly with Allah. Even to this point, that into the mouth of your wife, you're putting in a piece of food, that is also dhikr. That is also dhikr. That you have gone to your shop, to the business, morning till evening, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, this is dhikr. And you are earning a lawful earnings and wage, this is dhikr. So there are three types of dhikr, three types or forms of dhikr. And how many results did I tell you yesterday? Let me take the revision here, exam. How many results are there? There are millions, trillions. So today what am I telling you? That how many types of dhikr are there? Three. The first type, the first category, lisani. What is lisani? The tongue. And the second type is badani. And the third type is qalbi. Do you understand the point? So dhikr, because dhikr of Allah will take us close to Allah. So I've explained about dhikr. So I'll say now, I'll explain the point that Allah is making about dhikr. So this point has just come to mind. I thought that we need to communicate this, and my discussion ended where I did. But maybe this will benefit you, inshallah. So this deception can come out of our minds or us that this is dhikr I'm doing. Is this dhikr? I say, yes, this is dhikr. Allah says this is dhikr. But when we're talking about dhikr, that where shaitan tries to influence a person, what dhikr is that from these three? Subhanallah. Okay, so what is dhikr lisani, my brothers? Dhikr lisani is you're doing tasbih, this is dhikr lisani, okay? Reciting durood, dhikr lisani, recitation of Quran, dhikr lisani. Whatever point you do from your tongue, you're doing dhikr verbally, that is dhikr lisani. Okay, fine. Understood. What is dhikr badani? That the deeds that you do from your body for the sake of Allah, that is dhikr. Salah, hajj, umrah. Whatever actions you're doing with your body, nawafil from your body, whatever implementation you're doing of deeds, that is called what? Dhikr-e badani. Badani. Let's continue. Now the third category of dhikr, which is dhikr-e qalbi. Dhikr of the qalb. And this is the genuine dhikr with the high impact. So qalbi dhikr, what is it? That when it is not done by the tongue, no, by any ushering, not from the body. Rather, dhikr-e qalbi, that is dhikr from the heart, and that is defined as dhikr-e qalbi. Say subhanallah again, loudly. Subhanallah. So what is the difference in the two? What is the difference? If I do dhikr from my tongue, from the beads, from the tasbih, and the other person doing it silently, who is better? What will the Sufi say? What will the Sufi say? What? Why? Give me the proof. What is the reason for this? We need dalil. We need the proof. Yes, there is a dalil. The reason is that qalbi dhikr is greater, better from all dhikr, from the first two as well. The first point is that the standard Allah Ta'ala has given for dhikr, for His remembrance, unique remembrance. Yes, Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبٍ. What is this? And the other status is dhikran kathirah. Kathira. So this is the standard, isn't it? Allah says this is dhikr. That every moment you should be doing dhikr, every place and every condition, every emotion in every condition, that you will be my dhikr. And not do it for a minute, do I want that you don't remember me, Allah says. This is the standard, isn't it? Now, take the first dhikr, lisani. That the tongue does the dhikr, isn't it? That what will happen? Eventually the tasbih will run out or the durood will run out. So we realize that this is not dhikr that Allah Ta'ala is mentioning. This is some other form of dhikr. Maybe it's dhikr badani. We come to badani. So how long will you do badani dhikr for? How long will you pray salah? Will you pray salah during sleep? Can you pray salah during sleep? Will it be accepted? No. So five times salah. And after that, that's it. That's enough. And fasting, will you fast every day? Oh, I've kept 30 fast. You keep in nawafil, voluntary fast. So in the night, have you got fast? No. that until today nobody has kept a fast in the night. Even if you're continuously fasting, mutawatir, but you won't fast in the night, will you? So what we realize that this deed is also ring-fenced or has a boundary. So what dhikr is there? So both things, if we look within both, that you won't feel that emotion or condition that you are always a dhakir. So what we realize that this is not about this dhikr. Allah says dhikr should always be done. So what we realize is that the heart is such a thing that Allah Ta'ala is demanding that leave this, all of this, that Allah Ta'ala says, I want your heart to do my dhikr, your heart to remember me, subhanallah. When a person's heart becomes a dhakir, Allahu Akbar, then Allah Ta'ala says that this is now my dhakir, true servant, and he is the true servant who does the dhikr of Allah. Otherwise, we can carry on praying and say, I pray salah, I'm fasting, I do tasbihat, I'm reciting durood, and the thawab is written there, and the thawab is there. But the dhakir, about whom Allah Ta'ala mentions, that the dhakir, the person who doesn't do dhikr, will get all of this result, the punishments that I've discussed today. And this is not about those who pray salah, who pray salah. That, and not about those who do dhikr, but who is given the punishment, who gets the punishment? That those people who don't do the dhikr of Allah from the heart, even if they do dhikr of the lisani and badani of salah, but if we don't do dhikr of the heart, then this is the genuine dhikr, then they will get the punishment. What is the punishment they will get? That by not doing the dhikr of the heart, dhikr of that, all our ibadat will become weak and weak and lower in status. Somebody will have riya, showing off, or envy, or jealousy. Is this not the case in our deeds? All ibadah, they will come to the court of Allah, they will all fail. Why? Because there was no dhikr qalbi, dhikr of the heart, in those actions. What is your dhikr qalbi? It will be asked that it should have been done from the heart. This is the dhikr of the heart. Subhanallah. So all of the ibadat are reliant on the qalbi dhikr, the dhikr of the heart. So if this is the case, so that when we do lisani dhikr or badani dhikr, when we do silent dhikr, then that dhikr elevates and goes higher. So every man should do this, that he learns the dhikr of Allah of the heart. All of you, mashallah, you've read kitabs and Quran, you can learn all of the kalimats. And everyone does the bodily dhikr, but qalbi dhikr, the dhikr of the heart, is so important and high in status that apart from the peer and the murshid, nobody else knows how to do it. This is ilm khas, special ilm. And that's why we need to reach to arrive to the wali of Allah, or the wali of Allah comes to you and begs, do the dhikr of Allah. Allah Ta'ala has made such a preparation. The why? What are we? Because Allah Ta'ala says, Allahu Akbar, we are blind. وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ. When Allah says, do dhikr of Allah, dhikr of the heart, we say, وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ نُقَيِّدْ. We say, oh, no, leave it, we can't do it. We're doing dhikr, aren't we? I do dhikr at home, but subhanallah, that what are the favors of the awliya Allah upon us, that today, my Hazrat, if you had not pulled me and pushed me, I wouldn't know what is dhikr. I wouldn't understand. With love and muhabbat, he fed me, embraced me, and begged me, put his hands together. The walis of Allah do, they give dhikr in this way. And they say, now you are free, you can do whatever you want. Whatever you want, subhanallah. Why? Because he said that me and you will meet in Jannah. Then I will ask you, my son, what did you attain by doing this action and spreading it? Is this not the case? Allah is Rahim. Allah is Kareem. So much. What preparations Allah Ta'ala has made for his true creation. So brothers, we should be very extremely grateful to Allah that we have been given dhikr of Allah. We should do maraqabah. This is the asal, genuine dhikr that Allah says, dhakirin. Whenever you get an opportunity, close the eyes and go into dhikr of Allah. Any second of the day. What is the niyyah? Remember what I said? What is the intention? That the nur of Allah's rahmah is coming into my heart, and my heart is doing what? Allah, Allah. That's it. Totally make this a solid pastime. You're walking, talking, going to shopping. Say, Allah, the nur of your rahmah is coming into my heart, and the heart is doing dhikr. Then after a few weeks, you will see your heart, mashallah, is doing dhikr of Allah. Tak, 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 tak. And you will continue along that path. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the qalbi dhikr, dhikr of the heart. And we should make effort on this. Always we should be sitting in this. That Allah Ta'ala gives us the tawfiq. What a big point here. That always we should be attending the majlis of dhikr, walking by foot. Allah loves it. Go by foot, running, jogging. And beg somebody else to come with me. There's a dhikr majlis, come there, let's go there. Why? Because all of this, the system dhikr Allah Ta'ala has established. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm telling you this point now. That time when Allah will see that my makhluk creation appreciates this and loves this and runs after this, Allah will make more wasail and more doors will open. And every home dhikr will reach to the jamaat. You will go to jamaat, and at home you'll have the congregation doing dhikr and affairs of the dunya. And all of the thawab will come and reach to you. SubhanAllah. But when we start to make a fuss and start to do wrong actions, no, no, I can't do this. Sometimes we come, sometimes we don't come. Bit of sneezing, we stop. And maut comes from there. Originally, we start sneezing. And what's it? I'm going to go to dhikr. Oh, I've prayed salah. I'll go tomorrow. Then the friendship with Allah Ta'ala ends or ceases. Then it ends, the friendship with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So a big sacrifice a person has to give. Allah Ta'ala says, even if to come walking, then come walking. Whenever you travel from your home, what is our road? That St. Helens Road. We come walking here. We're going to go Masjid Aisha. Today walk, we'll be fresh. And go there and do the dhikr of Allah. Remember Allah. I tell you, in condition that will it take you longer by car, but not by foot. By foot will be quicker. And you'll see ajeeb fadail due to this. Because you'll be immersed in the dhikr of Allah. And you'll reach to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That maybe there are some mosques further up from it that will be constructed. And we will reach there as well, to the masjid. So the ashik, we need to become ashiks, lovers. There is not the work of an ashik that he sits with the scale. Shall I do it today? It's not today. This is the situation today. Oh, I don't feel well, etc. Okay, fair enough. If you get forced by illness or issues, everyone's got a fever. There are hundreds of diseases the whole family gets. You get diarrhea. This happens with me sometimes. Or can't stop breathing, can't breathe easily. This is an excuse. But to Allah, it doesn't make any difference. That Allah Ta'ala says, I don't need to make a difference. If that majlis is continuing or it's not continuing, then the angels will replace you because you couldn't go there. You were regular before. Allah says, your dhikr will not go to waste. Because I know you are the ashik of my dhikr. And your thawab will not be wasted. And I will send the angels who will come in the form of angels, the jinn, and they will continue to ibadah. So will we leave dhikr? Will we leave dhikr? No, we won't. From every masjid, we should reach every masjid. Whether we're tired, we come from work, eyes are closing, what difference does it make? Just sit there and sleep in the form of dhikr. One kalima, two kalimas will come out of the mouth one day, even if something doesn't come out. But at least you'll do dhikr khafi, silent dhikr. So you've made niyyah, you're tired, you've made the niyyah, that Allah making the niyyah to do Allah, 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 and you feel asleep after some time, then your heart will continue to do dhikr. Alladhina yadhkuruna la qiyamu wa qu'udan wa la junubim. Totally, you've come away from that place, and then you will sleep nicely, and you will snore as well, and you say, oh, I need a cup of tea because I'm going to the office now. Total reward and thawab. So such an easy ibadah. Can we get from anywhere else, my friend? That these are beautiful, beloved majalis. We should not waste them. And Allah has kept them. And whenever, subhanAllah, Allah Ta'ala says that He has given us the dhikr of Allah, and He can remove the dhikr of Allah from the circle. And when Allah Ta'ala ends it, cancels it, we say, oh, it was very good. It was so good. And Allah then instills more muhabbat into the people's hearts. Is there a majlis? Is Hazrat coming? Oh, sure, let's go there and we meet and we improve. But this silsila has changed now. So today we are doing solid riyah. This is the verse of the Quran that's given to us, that those who do not do the dhikr of Allah, give them understanding. Understand that what difference will it make if we learn the dhikr of Allah? Look how much benefit is. We're not doing dhikr, that these five or six adab that are upon you, always that can be implemented against you. Do tawbah now, during life, otherwise after death, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that where will your dialogue be? That you are speaking to Allah in this way, you're doing this and that. The person who doesn't do thick and he comes to me, Allah says, then this will be my same dialogue, and we will speak openly with transparency. That this is what you need to do. Allah Ta'ala, you have saved me from such a big sin of the problems and the dunya. If today I didn't have a friend of Allah as a friend, then I'd be in a bad situation. And these are the last words. After that, Allah Ta'ala says, open the doors of Jannah, paradise. And or if he was a sinner, open the doors to hellfire and throw this man and all his shaitan into hellfire. So this is a massive learning at the end. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. May Allah Ta'ala give us the love for his dhikr. Ameen. Recite the Durood Sharif.